From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Debate is underway in the House of Representatives on legislation to overhaul the nation's healthcare system and extend medical insurance coverage to tens of millions of Americans who currently do not have it. The debate has been contentious at times. Earlier today, veteran Democratic Congressman John Dingell of Michigan was presiding and had to use his gavel to maintain order.
Mr. Speaker, I ask unanimous consent to revise my remarks in support of reform.
The request is not yet before the House.
Mr. Speaker, parliamentary inquiry.
The president went to Capitol Hill today and later spoke at the White House Rose Garden in an effort to rally support for the health care bill. NPR's Andrea Seabrook has that story.
President Obama is rallying Democrats, urging them to vote for a sweeping overhaul of the nation's health care system. He spoke from the White House Rose Garden.
This is our moment to live up to the trust that the American people have placed in us, even when it's hard. Especially when it's hard. This is our moment to deliver.
It is still uncertain whether the bill will pass. Republican leaders say they're unanimously opposed to it, and Democrats are split over an amendment that would ban any plan from covering abortion if that plan is purchased with a government subsidy. The legislation has the support of the American Medical Association, the AARP, and the Consumers Union. It is opposed by the health insurance industry and business groups. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, the Capitol.
The White House says the president and Mrs. Obama will attend a memorial service on Tuesday for the victims of the Fort Hood shootings. At Fort Hood today, Deputy Base Commander John Rossi said the loss is being felt deeply.
These men and women were more than great Americans. They were sons and daughters, brothers and sisters, mothers and fathers. They were brave members of our Army family, soldiers and civilians.
Communities around the nation have been mourning those killed at the Fort Hood attack today, as NPR's Larry Abramson reports.
Two of the victims came from the Chicago area. Michael Pearson of Bolingbrook, Illinois, was 21 and had joined the military a year ago. Francesca Velez of Chicago's West Humboldt Park neighborhood had just returned from Iraq and was about to take a leave because she was pregnant. 29-year-old Sergeant Amy Krieger joined the Army just after 2001. She had just arrived at Fort Hood and was to deploy to Afghanistan in December. Russell Seeger, a 51-year-old VA nurse from Milwaukee, was preparing to lead a mental health team in Iraq when he was shot and killed on Thursday. Michael Grant Cahill, a 62-year-old physician's assistant, had just recovered from a heart attack and was returning to duty. He was the only civilian among the 13 killed in the massacre. Larry Abramson, NPR News.
The suspected gunman in the Fort Hood shootings was transferred to a hospital in San Antonio. Military officials say he has not yet been able to speak. This is NPR News from Washington. Finance ministers and central bankers from the G20 nations, the world's wealthiest countries and major developing nations, have wrapped up their meeting in Scotland. They're pledging to keep bolstering their economies until a global recovery is stable. Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner said the latest unemployment figures out yesterday show that the recovery for now in the U.S. remains uneven and needs ongoing policy support. Afghanistan's defense ministry says a NATO airstrike during an operation to find two missing U.S. soldiers mistakenly killed seven Afghan soldiers and a policeman. NATO is investigating the incident. NPR's Soraya Sarhadi Nelson has more from Kabul.
The deaths and injuries occurred in the western province of Badghis, where NATO and Afghan forces are trying to recover two U.S. paratroopers who went missing in a Taliban-controlled district. The senior spokesman for the Afghan Defense Ministry says NATO aircraft mistakenly dropped a bomb on a compound housing both western and Afghan forces. The NATO-led coalition said it is investigating the report. The coalition said the two paratroopers with the 4th Brigade Combat Team, 82nd Airborne Division, disappeared Wednesday during a routine resupply mission. Officials in Badghis province say the two men drowned in a river and their bodies were swept away. The Taliban says its fighters have the paratroopers' bodies. Soraya Sarhadi Nelson, NPR News, Kabul.
Interior Secretary Ken Salazar led a groundbreaking ceremony today for a permanent memorial in western Pennsylvania for victims of the United Airlines Flight 93 that went down there during the September 11th attacks. Salazar praised the passengers who confronted the hijackers. The memorial will feature a chapel with 40 chimes, one for each of the victims. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.